Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody. Sponsored by and presented by Enecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
We have with us today Jessica Stott from Wire. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jodie.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for having me on air.
No, it's great to have you. Today we're going to be talking a bit more about social media, and we've actually asked people to get in touch with us about their thoughts on anything that we're discussing today, because it is a topical issue, social media.
It is.
At the best of times. So, first of all, tell us a little bit more about Wire.
So, Wire is a not-for-profit organisation. We've been providing support, information and referrals to women who live in Victoria for the last 30 years.
Right. So what sort of things do you do Wire do? Like if somebody was going to ring Wire, what would they expect?
So if a woman is to call Wire, she could expect to have a trained phone worker listen to her and listen to her story. That in itself is quite a unique service. We would not rush her. We'd give her the time to talk about things in her own way. And then we would help her to prioritise the things that she wanted to do or change. And then we would support her in her decisions by giving her any information or referring her to support services that might be able to help her at that time.
So it's a very person-centred approach to the way you speak to individuals and find out about what it is that they need.
Exactly. It is very person-centred, and we recognise that women are the experts in their own lives rather than seeing, someone else, like a doctor or a lawyer or even their partner, or rather than seeing someone else as the expert, we see the woman herself as the expert and the best person to make decisions about her own life.
Hi, Jessica. It's Amy here. As a social work student, I think that's fabulous because I think often we tend to get stuck on labels a little bit, and to actually see the person as the expert in their own lives is a wonderful thing. Is that a conscious effort on the part of Wire? Is that something you work towards?
Yeah, it is. In fact, it's part of the Wire model. We use a feminist model at Wire, and it's through that model that we place the person at the centre of their call or our face-to-face conversation. And it's through having all of those conversations with women that we get a feeling for what women's needs and priorities are, and it's in response to that information that we develop the programs that we have at Wire, including the current one that we're talking about, which is the introduction to social media for women over 60.
And that's a great segue into what we're talking about on the show today, which is social media. So what role does social media play for women who are older, do you think?
I think that it can be quite baffling for older women to become familiar with social media. But at the same time, I think that women are aware that if they're not familiar with it and not involved with it, that they can feel quite excluded, and it can even bring a sense of isolation from their family and friends if their family and friends are using social media.
What sort of social media are we talking? Are we talking Facebook? Are we talking Skype?
We are, yeah. We're talking Facebook, we're talking Skype and Twitter, and also just email programs.
Mm. Yeah, so just the general ones. So basically, with women who are older, which is what we're focusing on.
Yeah.
So social media is a phenomenon, I guess, that's here to stay.
Mm.
There are pros and there are cons to social media, which it's kind of hit us so quickly. I think we're all floundering and still trying to work out what place it has in our lives. It's very much here to stay. So what do you think are some of the advantages and disadvantages of people, older people, getting involved in social media?
I suppose a disadvantage could be that by engaging with social media, you give a lot of personal information over to the internet. And that is something that people of the older generations are not really accustomed to. I think that older people have a different sense of privacy and different sense of ownership over their personal information. So engaging with social media could feel like a compromise of that privacy.
Mm. Are there places that people can go to get that sort of information, like if they're not sure? I want to continue on that theme, but
yeah.
Do you think there's enough supports for people to get information if they're not savvy?
Well, women can certainly come along to our Introduction to Social Media for Women Over 60 program, and that's something that we will talk about in the program. There's also a government website and printed information, which is at cybersafetyhelp.gov.au/easy guide, and that's a guide to socialising online and how to do it safely.
Mm. So getting back to the positives of social media, obviously we don't want to stop people interacting, but what about people that are kind of a bit reclusive and don't have family? You know, obviously there's also a pro and a con in that, because it could connect people, but at the same time, we don't want people to be vulnerable.
That's right, yeah. Well, I think the emphasis of the positive things is on the sense of connection. So it's a connection to your community and the world around you, and a connection to what issues are current and topical and the way that people are talking about those things. And also the connection to family and friends, and perhaps also to groups that people are interested in as well. So I think it can really open up a whole world of involvement to people. And if they are feeling isolated and reclusive, I think that can be really beneficial for people.
Can you tell us some more details about the program that WIRE is actually running?
Yeah, definitely. So women attending the program, they'll be supported in their own learning goals, and that's an approach that we take in all of our programs at WIRE. So women can identify which of the social media programs they're most interested in, and they can learn at their own pace in a small group. So there'll be a maximum of 6 women and 2 teachers in each group. So women can have the opportunity to learn about Facebook or Twitter or email or Pinterest, which is a program where people share images from the internet. We'll also spend a session learning how to upload photos onto the computer, and also to how to use social media on mobiles and tablets.
Great. So if someone was to become involved in your program, is that a weekly program or what's the...
It is, yes.
Yep.
So it goes for 6 two-hour sessions, and we'll be running the program more than once. So if people can't join into the one starting next week, they might be able to join in later in the year or even next year. But we do have our first program starting next Thursday, which is the 11th of September, and it's running between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Here at WIRE Women's Information, which is at 372 Spencer Street, West Melbourne. And that program will go for the 6 consecutive Thursdays.
Jessica, we've got a bit of a message here from Penny, who says, although I don't think social media should replace face-to-face interactions with others, I think it can be fabulous for those who may be ill, elderly, or not physically able to get out much. It is a great tool to stay in contact with friends and community in general and help combat possible feelings of isolation. So that's an interesting. Thanks, Penny, for those comments.
Yeah, all great points.
So just in terms of a social media, like, is there a way for people to put their L plates on? And, you know, it just seems to me such a, the World Wide Web is such a huge, massive thing to contemplate. Do you have little closed closed conversational things that people can get involved with first before they go out into the big wide world?
So, yes, I think so. We'll be, anyone who wants to set up a Facebook account, we're hoping that there'll be more than one person in the group and that they can begin by friending each other and sending some messages while they're actually sitting in the same room together. And likewise with email and likewise with Skype as well. So we'll be starting very small.
Yeah. The other thing about social media too is just touching on our shows around inclusion and connecting with communities. Mm-hmm. I guess the good thing is that it identifies, you can identify areas of interest.
Absolutely, that's right, and stay in touch with the world in that new way.
Yeah, so there's groups that emerge. Are there other social media, new social media platforms that really focus on groups?
Well, on Facebook, there is an emphasis on groups in that you can create your own groups from members of your friend list, and also that you can create events and invite people to events.
Mm.
And if you join up with a group, you may be invited to an event by someone else. And they're real world events, so they're not just events happening online. They could be an event where you would meet up with people face to face.
Yeah, and of course it's just on another note around social media. Do you think that the pressure is going to be on everyone being part of social media, or is it going to peter out where people can either take it or leave it?
It seems like it's getting stronger and stronger, though as people engage more with social media, there seems to be a bit of a pull back towards grassroots get-togethers as well. So I hope that in the future we'll recognise the important role of social media while remaining connected to our communities, families and friends on a personal face-to-face level as well.
So a bit of good old-fashioned balance.
Definitely.
So, Jessica, just one more time, how can people find out about the sessions?
So people can call us at the Women's Information Centre at WIRE. Our phone number here is 9348 9416, and you'll need to press extension 2. I'll just say that number again.
Yep.
It's 9348 9416, and speak to a women's support worker to enrol in the class or to inquire more about it. And something very important that I hadn't mentioned so far is that the class is free.
Oh, that is very important.
Yes.
I think that's probably the most important thing. That's fantastic then. So if you're over 60 and a woman for this particular course, get along to WIRE and check out their social media course, which sounds fantastic. Thank you so much, Jessica, for joining us today on the show.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
Your community is our business. Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.